Welcome to For the Love of Dogs with Dennis Wolf.
Hey, it's Friday again. Man, time goes quickly. Oh, today we're going to talk a little bit unconventionally, a little bit of stuff about how different breeds of dogs and different types of animals and what we like and what we don't like and how that all really ties into the way people are these days. You know, you can't even, go on the internet, you go on a newspaper site, you read an article, you go on social media. All I see is hatred. All I see is, well, because you're this, you're that. You know, let's put it into dog breeds, okay? Pretty much, what's the most popular dog right now? And I won't say breed. You'll see why in a minute. What's the most popular dog that people are buying right now? Is it a Labrador Retriever, Golden Retriever, a Pug, a Shar Pei, a Collie? What is it? What's the most popular type of dog being sold and that people are buying right now? And it would be wonderful because it's actually a microcosm of what's going on in the world. The most popular dog now is anything with oodle or poo. Any mix that has poodle in it or any mix that has mixes in it. And if we look at that and we say, well, you know, we're going to be real snobby. And I am a show dog person. I mean, I breed my Grand Champion Rhodesian Ridgebacks. We win a lot. And maybe some people don't like that and they're jealous. And hey, that's fine. And maybe I have a bigger house than you do. And maybe you're jealous. And maybe you'll just work harder to get a bigger house than I do. You know, the most popular breed of dog is a mutt. Think about it. But yet people, if we take those and we say, okay, let's say a Bernese Mountain Dog poodle mix. So in effect, let's say a white toy poodle and a black and brown and white Bernese Mountain Dog. Do the babies come out prettier? I mean, I like Berners. They're cute and I love poodles standards. But think about it for a minute. How do the babies come out? Because that's what everybody wants. I want a mix. So if you're a mixed breed human, you are not seen the same way as if you were a poodle mix or whatever mix, right? So let's look at this for a minute. How does it work? Okay, we have people who love dogs. We have people who like dogs. We have people who are neutral about dogs. We have people who dislike dogs. We have people who hate dogs. Okay, so we have people who like one particular race or color or gender or whatever. And then we have people who dislike, people who hate. We have that whole gamut from love through the neutrality down to hate. But with dogs, let's just say that, dogs are now the human race. If you say to me, I don't like or I hate any dog that has, let's say, brown on it. Any dog that's got brown. I don't like brown dogs. Okay. So if you don't like brown dogs, that now Bernese Mountain Dogs have them. Bernese Mixes have it. Cocker Spaniels could be brown. Boxers can be brown. Rhodesian Ridgebacks can be brown. Shepherds can be brown. You see how when you start saying you don't like color or you don't like one trait, that one trait, your particular person or animal you don't like or color you don't like or gender you don't like, that one is, that's it. That doesn't say about the animal or the person. It talks about you. If you are that lame, if you are that self-centered, if you are that ignorant, that you think that somebody's no good or an animal's no good because of what color it is or if it's male or female or transgender or cisgender, whatever. If you as a human being cannot accept the fact that you do not control the world, you do not control what other people do, you cannot and you should not control what other people do. You can disagree with it. You guys know I'm not a fan of a lot of these mixed breed dogs because not the mutts, but the people paying a ridiculous amount of money and then the mother and father of their puppy is in, you know, God knows, 8 or 10 or 12 litters over its life until it dies in the puppy mill or the backyard breeder. you know, look at it as kind of a microcosm of our world today. This is a scary time. It's really scary. People say, well, I should have this because I am special. I'm this color. I'm this shape. I'm this size. I'm this gender. I live in this place. I have this kind of hair. I have that kind of toenails. I mean, you know, everything. People are people, and we've really got to just all pull together. If somebody doesn't like you because of the color of your skin, they're an idiot. They're ridiculous. If somebody doesn't like a dog because it's a particular breed, let's say pit bull, well, like, you know, why does it matter? You, as long as that dog is not hurting you, influencing your life, changing your life, harming you or somebody you love, it's none of your damn business. And it's the same thing with animals. Now, we're talking about dogs. Let's talk about cats, cat people. We know most cat people, and I'm talking about not dog people or horse people or other animal people who have cats, but true cat people, can be a little difficult, right? It, and you think about it, it's not really the wrong way to go, because a cat person chooses an animal that is by nature somewhat antisocial. Now, not all of them are. Don't all you cat people start emailing me right now and calling in, but cat people are different than dog people. Horse people are totally different than anybody else. Horse people, we love horses. We might pick a particular breed or a particular size or color or a gelding or a stallion. I love my stallions and my moody mares. I don't like anything easy in the world. Give me a challenge and I'll destroy you and decimate you because I will win. Now, same thing with animals. If you say, oh, I hate cat people, or, ooh, I hate dog people, or, ooh, I hate horse people, there's a person there, right? It's like disability studies. If you are that inept, inane, lame, just insignificant in this world, that you've got to start judging other people or other animals or whatever, you know, we're talking about, oh, this isn't the best part, this is. Everybody has the best of everything. If you love a car that I can't stand, I don't have to buy that car, right? You can buy what you like. Don't steal it from me. But, you know, you've got to definitely try to understand the other person, or just let the other person do what the other person wants to. The issue really amounts to basically you trying to just live your life. Don't try to change other people. Don't try to change other opinions. Don't hate somebody or an animal because of a color, because of a religion, because of a belief, unless that's a belief that could harm you, in which case it's your business. But a very good friend of mine, Lori, gave me great advice that it, she actually gives to her children. And she tells me, other people's opinions are none of your business. And that is so true. But the problem is social media. Social media is crazy. You have people who just want other people to be hurt. And they don't care who they hurt. They say, I'm going to hurt this person because this person is, oh, I don't know, from a country I don't like. Or this person is a religion or a color or whatever. And we do the same thing with animals. But with animals, we have fewer repercussions, I believe, than other than certain banned breeds, than we do with people. People, you know, why can't we just be nice? Our good friend Carl, who used to own the Chinese restaurant in New Jersey, in Bergen County, he was a big guy. And he used to always say, why people just not be nice to each other? Why can't we just all get along? Like, why can't we all just be nice? Just be nice. And that's the problem. Carl is one of a million. And I look at it the same way. And I say, why can't we just be nice to each other? Why do we have to look at the differences? Why can't we look at it that we're all on this planet? We all have a short time on this planet. And if you have a family, you have people you love, you have animals you love, get your time in by spending more time with those you love. And if you don't have somebody that you love, or somebody that loves you, maybe there's a reason for that. But get the heck off of social media. Stop trying to get into people's lives. Stop hating them or anybody. Just stop hating. Because hating will destroy you from within. No matter what anybody throws at me, no matter what they do, I'm going to come out and I'm going to win because I don't lose gracefully, okay? And a lot of you are saying to me, oh, yeah, I know you. Yep, you're... Well, you know, there. It is very true that everybody is going to treat you in the way you allow them to treat you. So if you allow, let's say, somebody's bullying you, somebody doesn't like you because of your skin color or your last name or your religion or your color or because of your eye color or because you like dogs or because you like cats or you have more money or you're much more pretty, much thinner, and oh my God, and you have a nice car and a fancy house. Oh, I'm going to hate you. Well, you're never going to get prettier because you're going to get uglier. You're never going to get the fancy house because you're too busy spending time worrying about everybody else to go get it yourself. You're never going to have money if that's what your goal is because all you're doing is hating. Negativity breeds more negativity. Contempt breeds more contempt. Gentility, kindness breeds more kindness. And if you're kind to somebody who, for instance, doesn't deserve it, in your opinion, then you should still be kind to them. But don't let them get away with things. You can being kind to somebody doesn't be mean that you're going to kowtow to them or you're going to be lower than they are. You can still be nice to people, you know, but try to think about how you can do better things for yourself. Stop focusing on other people and what they have because you are never going to have that. You're never going to have that. And I always joke about it. The only thing in this world that you should be able to be jealous about is if two women fall in love with the same man or woman, if two men fall in love with the same woman or man or whomever. But if two people are in love with the exact same person, that's a problem. And then you can be jealous because that person is unique. And if you can't have that person because they do, I could totally get it. Crimes of passion, I can totally understand. Because you want that person and you're getting feelings and emotions involved. And if you can't have that person because someone else does, you have a right to be jealous or whatever you need to be in that moment. You do not have a right to harm the other people, to badmouth the other people. Maybe if you're that jealous and you think like, well, I should be there. Well, maybe it's because you're so bitter and angry that the person you love or want sees who you really are and says, dear God, I'm not going to go near that woman or man because you're out of your mind. Fatal Attraction, the movie, it was a great movie. So same thing with dogs. Don't be jealous of people because they beat you in the show ring. Breed better dogs. Don't go buying somebody else's dog who is successful and then say, oh, yeah, you know, I've got the champion dog. Well, that's good. Ownership does not mean that you created it, all right? Most people live in a home and that people come in and they go, oh, what a beautiful home. You should not be taking credit for it. All you did was buy it. What you should do is, oh, our builder, our architect, our contractor, because that's the person who created it. If you create something, then you have the right to say and to take credit for it. But owning something, if you own let's say you love a Maserati, you own a Maserati, I'm not jealous of you because I can go buy one if I want a Maserati. I can go buy the same color, the same style, the same, you know, year, the same everything. I can go buy one. Your having one does not preclude me from having one. Same thing with dogs. I see people and even kids. Well, I want to have a dog and my friend has a dog, or I want a horse and my friend has a horse. And well, guess what? If you have friends who have a dog, you get to enjoy that dog too, right? If you have a friend who has a horse, maybe your friend will let you ride the horse. If you have a friend with a million-dollar yacht or a $10 million yacht, don't be jealous. If it's your friends, you can probably go out on that yacht too. You have to look at it as what you have or what someone else has doesn't preclude the other from getting that. So if you hate something, then shut up and don't go buy it. If you hate a person, well, why do you hate them? Because you're jealous, probably. Because you can't be what they are. You can't be who they are. You can't have the network they have. You can't have the friends they have. You can't have, let's say, the money you have. They have. You know, maybe you can't get the beautiful big house, million-plus dollar house that they have. If you're jealous, I promise you'll never get it. You'll never get it. It's not going to be in your stars. If you're negative, you will never have what you want because you are negative. Don't be jealous of others who have things. Don't be jealous of somebody who has something you don't have. Use that person and say, wow, that person has this beautiful yacht. I would love to go on that yacht. Well, guess what? You get to enjoy it, and you don't even have to pay for the yacht. Somebody else pays for it, and you can enjoy it. Don't get upset because your friend has a magnificent, you know, beautiful, beautiful apartment in Monaco, because if you're truly good friends with that person, you can probably go to Monaco with that person. So why are you jealous? Because you know you can't have that, because you know you don't have those qualities. Now, getting back into dogs, when we talk about dogs, and you guys know how I feel about animals, I love animals. I tolerate adult humans. I tolerate them. Many I dislike intensely. But I don't hate anybody, because I'm not wasting my time on some loser, and neither should you guys. And all I see this day and age is, you know, remember back to 9/11, those of you who are, you know, adults at least, you know, young adults, 9/11 brought out the absolute best in all of us. 9/11 was, unfortunately, I mean, a lot of people died, over 3,000 people, and it changed the way America was forever. But, you know, 9/11, I mean, people were driving around with American flags on their cars. Every house had an American flag, not just on Memorial Day and Labor Day and 4th of July, but every day. People were kind to each other. They didn't cut each other off and then give each other the finger. That's my personal favorite. Cut me off, almost kill me, and then I look at you and you give me the finger, because I won't put up with that crap. You'll be off the road. You'll be off the side of the highway in a pile. So don't do that to people, because you never know who's got a gun in the car. You never know who's got a problem, who just lost a child, whose mother just died, somebody's father had a stroke. If somebody does something, even if they give you the finger, even if they're unkind, even if they try to hurt you, try to think about you be kind. Now, that doesn't mean you let them get away with it, okay? You can hold them accountable. But don't let it eat you up inside. When somebody would try to hurt me, I just go and I do whatever's legal. You want to try to hurt me? I'm going to absolutely decimate you. You'll learn that you shouldn't have done it. But the reason that I do that is to prevent other people from having that same problem. For instance, let's say, you know, somebody, let's say, has, from the time they're 18 years old, they have a criminal background. They have assault with intent to commit bodily injury, threat to kill. Let's say somebody assaults police regularly. Somebody tries to hurt other people. They're harassing and stalking people. And you can change the person who is being harassed and stalked and the person who's they're trying to victimize, but you can't change the person. The person is going to do it again. The person's going to do it again. Not that every dog who bites is going to bite again, but there is a higher chance, a higher tendency, higher propensity to doing that when it's already happened. So, for instance, you know, if you're brought up on charges, you can fight them. You can, you know, pretend it didn't happen. But when you start getting charges over and over and over again over the course of, you know, 10, 11 years, and you keep having those problems, you know, do you think it's the person you're trying to victimize, or you think maybe you have a problem? I think maybe you have a problem. I'm going to go into that again, relating to animals. We are so stupid as the human race. God only knows how we have made it this long. Probably because we have some very bright people from certain backgrounds and certain religions and certain ethnicities who are more motivated towards education, whose families stay together. So let's just say that we all stick together. So let's say all people with three toes on their left foot all get together and they all stick together. Those people are going to be stronger than everyone else, even if there are fewer of them, because they're sticking together. The problem is, and this is what normally happens, it's like people who go, oh, we should kill all the pit bulls. Pit bulls are the problem. Not all pit bulls are bad. There's a small percentage that are not good. Oh, really? There's also a small percentage of each religion, race, ethnic group, whatever, that are not good. But the vast majority of them are good. Vast majority of people are good, but it's those few really bad ones. And the same thing with pit bulls. The same thing, I had, somebody had a Rottweiler that's got some serious issues. There are a lot of issues out there that people just blame a breed. And it's the scapegoat factor. People want to blame somebody because it's much easier to blame a dog or blame a group of people that you're either scared of or jealous of. For all the ills of the world, everything in the world is that problem. If all the pit bulls were out of the world, if all the pit bulls were dead, there'd be no dog bites. No one would ever get bitten by a dog ever again in the history of the world going forward if all pit bulls were dead. So let's kill all the pit bulls. Damn, guess what? There's still a lot of dog bites. Okay, what's the next one? Chihuahuas. You know how many people they bite, or Jack Russells. Okay, let's kill all the Chihuahuas. Let's kill all the Jack Russells. Okay, so now there's no dog bites, right? Well, wait a minute. Actually, Akitas are really aggressive, and so are Chows. So are German Shepherds. Let's kill them all so that we don't have any more dog bites. You're going to be going through until you get the last dog, and let's call it a golden retriever maybe. Till that last golden retriever, but until that last golden retriever is dead and there's not another dog, there will be dog bites. You cannot blame a group for one or two or 10 people. You cannot blame a breed of dog for being bad when it is not all of them that are bad. And this is the problem with our society. It's the blame game. We have to stop, and this is getting into breed-specific legislation, which is what I'm going to be talking about for the rest of the first half hour. Breed-specific legislation is racism. It's dog racism. It's dog anti-Semitism. If we say that certain breeds should not be allowed, now we should hold standards. That I agree with wholeheartedly. But if we're going to say pit bulls are no good, no one should have a pit bull. So then what do we do? Let's say, you know, your lab mix has a little pit bull in it. Oh, we got to kill your lab mix because it's got pit bull in it. It's a very far-reaching, slippery slope, very, very scary thing. And people are doing this with people complaining that, you know, the world is against them because of their color or their ethnicity or their whatever that they perceive or they make up. And how does that happen if we had, let's say, the national best dog in the whole world was a Staffordshire Bull Terrier? Okay, let's say a kind of a pit bull, but not really. Let's say pit bull was the best dog in the world. Okay, so does it mean that all of them are good? No. Does it mean all of them are bad? No. Are some of them good? Yes. Are some of them bad? Yes. Are most of them good? Yes. Are most of them bad? No. So if you are jealous, that's your problem. If you are upset that someone has something you don't have, or if you're saying to someone, you should not be able to have that breed of dog, or you should not be able to practice that kind of religion, why is that? What is it your business? How about if one day it turned around and now all of a sudden, instead of it being the religion or the dog breed that it's somebody else, it's now yours. That happened in Nazi Germany. Oh, let's kill all the Jews. Let's kill all the blacks. Let's kill anybody who doesn't look like us and act like us. So the stupid people follow and they go, oh, we're just going to go after these groups, but I'm not of those groups. Let's just kill all the pit bulls because, oh, let's get rid of all the pit bulls because pit bulls are bad dogs. Okay. So if you kill the pit bulls, then there's going to be another breed that people are going to start doing the same thing they did with pit bulls. And then that breed's going to be no good. And then it's going to be another and another and another and another and another. And guess what? People who work from positions of hatred are not to be trusted. If you hate somebody, or if you hate a particular animal or breed of dog or whatever, it doesn't mean that you're not next. You very well may be next. Because anybody who is kind to someone they dislike, and I've certainly been guilty of this, I am kind to everybody. And I believe that when that person is kind back or neutral, I continue to help them. What happens if somebody tries to harm me after I've been kind to them? You're done. You're not only done, you're done. But funny how certain people and certain animals and certain breeds of animals and certain types of people blame others for their own problems. They blame others because they're not enough. I'm enough. I am enough. I don't need stuff. I don't need more people. I don't need more anything. I'm super happy just being who I am. Wouldn't it be a nice world if we could all be like that? Wouldn't it be a nice world if people just minded their own business? Wouldn't it be nice if people stopped getting in each other's way? People hurting others who are doing good because those people are jealous that they're not able to do that because you're full of hatred. Hatred is not a positive. So if you hate pit bulls or you hate a particular type of person or group of people and you hate all that negativity is what goes back into your personality. You're going to have bad things happen to you. Maybe you're going to get cancer. Maybe you're going to be wearing a bag for half your life. Maybe you're going to need surgery. Maybe you're going to need chemotherapy. Maybe you'll turn into a nicer person. Who knows? Maybe you'll be penniless for the rest of your life. I promise you, though, you're never going to have what other people have that you envy because they worked for it. And even if they didn't work for it, good for them. Be happy for them. Because maybe if you stop being negative and you stop hating pit bulls or hating a particular breed or group of people or legislating other people's morality, if you don't agree with transgender, guess what? Don't be transgender. But there are people out there. It's not your business. It's the person who, as long as they're not harming anybody, they can do what they need to do, what they feel is right for them. Not what's right for you. They're not making you do it. If somebody wants to do something and undergo surgery and undergo hormone replacement and transitioning, you don't have to understand it. Just let them be who they are because that person is a person. And if somebody wants to have a particular breed of dog or worship a particular manner, as long as you're not hurting others, it's none of your business. We need to stop breed-specific legislation. We need to stop having the government legislate that we can or can't have dogs. And this is a big problem, too, because people think, oh, good, we're doing, even dog people, we're doing all these things to, you know, some people can't have pit bulls. You don't realize it's a very slippery slope from going from we aren't allowed to have pit bulls to we aren't allowed to have dogs. I'm not kidding. So if somebody says, you know, hey, I love, let's say pit bulls. Okay, As long as you're not hurting them, you're not fighting them, you're not doing bad things to harm those animals, you should be allowed to do that. And it shouldn't be anybody's business but yours, what you're doing. You have to understand that, you know, that you just need to back off. Let people be who they are. Stop hating someone because of their color, their sex, their gender, their religion. They're richer than you, because you know what? Everybody's richer than you, but one man in the, or person in the entire world. Get over it. You don't need to have everything. You don't need to take away from someone else, because when you have that negative feeling that you're trying to, oh, well, I don't like that that person has a million plus dollar house or million, almost $2 million house, it doesn't matter, because you're never going to get that, because that person worked really hard to get that. And that person, even if they didn't, even if they hit the lottery, they played the ticket. They got lucky, whatever. But it's not, it doesn't take away from you. Please stop this whole just breed-specific racist, and I'm not even talking about what people think the obvious is on that. Stop hating people because they're black. Stop hating people because they're white. Stop hating people because they're Asian. Stop hating people because they're an Orthodox Jew. Stop hating people because from a different country or a different state or a different gender or look different or act different, whatever. As long as they're not hurting you, it's none of your business. Wow. Pretty weighty stuff today. I promise in the From Shelter Dog to Service Dog that we are going to be doing in a couple of minutes. I promise we're going to get right back to breed specific legislation and how it's going to affect your potential service dog. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, and here we are. We definitely need to communicate more with each other, and I think one of the things that, and my wonderful engineer just said, and I think he summed it up, sometimes you just got to be slapped hard. I think people need to wake the heck up. I think we need to stop hating each other. We truly need to change things. But by taking things away from those who have to give to those who do not have, that's not the way to do it. It's helping everybody, empowering everybody. That's one of the reasons that we have service dog training classes, and that I do that, and we do allow people to bring their own dogs. The dogs do have to be evaluated, and if you have a dog that you say, well, you know, I can't afford it. I need a service dog, but I can't afford it. You can train your own dog. One of the things that I've been very involved with is to not make a particular, like, let's say, company that you have to get a service dog from. I do believe some people, not most, but some people are really able to do a great job self-training a dog. But most people, when you're self-training a dog to become a service dog, the issue is the dog. You have to know what you're looking at. You can't just take any old dog and make it into a service dog. Do you know only about 10% of all the dogs out there could be a therapy dog? Not service dog, therapy dog. Meaning they're calm enough and well-behaved and well-mannered enough that they could go and could go into a nursing home, could go to a children's hospital, could sit with kids in the library. Well, about 10%, which is actually a pretty high number, right? If you, let's say roughly 300 million dogs in the country, not owners, but 300 million dogs, people like me kind of cover quite a few. But if, let's say you have 300 million dogs, so one out of 10 is 30 million dogs. That's a lot of dogs. But how many can be service dogs? At most, 1 in 100, which means 3 million. So there are definitely some great dogs out there. Many, many, many of them are going to come from top, top breeders who are breeding for temperament and longevity and tractability. But there are lots of them in the shelters. You just have to know what to look for. And you have to go in when you're looking to pick a dog, to choose the right dog. this ties into what we were talking about earlier. Don't look at the breed. Don't look at the color. Don't say, oh, but I don't want a dog that blah, blah, blah. Unless you have severe allergies that you're going to go into anaphylaxis, you're probably fine. Like, if you're going to tell me that every family that says, oh, well, you want a dog, but we want one that nobody has allergies to because we're all allergic. Well, if you're truly that allergic to dogs, because most people are allergic not just to the dander or the hair, they're allergic to saliva, they're allergic to just what gets on the dog. And I think a lot of people who are allergic to dogs are not allergic to dogs. They're allergic to the crud that's on their hair. So just say like a golden retriever, an Irish setter, a Rottweiler, a lab. Those dogs have a lot of hair. The hair picks up pollen. It picks up dust mites. It picks up dust. It picks up all kinds of stuff that's out there. And then the dog comes near you and you start itching and scratching. Well, maybe it's not the dog at all. Maybe it's the stuff on the dog. And some people can actually keep their dogs clean and you wipe them down and all of a sudden you're not allergic to dogs. Imagine that. But we shouldn't be telling anybody what breed of dog they should or should not be using. And that ties into breed-specific legislation and not hating people who are particular color or religion or shape or size or ethnicity or gender or whatever. People need to just leave each other alone and stop trying to harm each other and legislate each other's lives. Because remember, if you're doing something against somebody, somebody else is probably going to do it against you. And you got to just suck it up. Like Don said, I'm going to just slap you silly. Just give him a good slap right across the face. Not literally, please. And don't go drinking bleach either. Not that that was ever said. But literally, just get the dog that looks good. Go to the shelter or go to a rescue. If you want a poodle mix, don't go patronize a puppy mill. Go or somebody who's like breeding these dogs to just breeding as much as they possibly can. Go to a rescue or a shelter. There are rescues that have hundreds of poodle mixes, and I mean hundreds of poodle mixes. You can get on a list. You can tell them what you want, and most rescues are really good. They will, most of them, will pair you up with a good dog. And if the dog doesn't work right, they'll allow you to swap the dog out. Most rescues, good rescues. So, you know, you got to just look at it as the same way we look at people. You say like, well, when I get married, I want somebody with blue eyes and blonde hair, or I want somebody with dark eyes and curly hair, long curly hair, really like frizzy, cool hair. But I want them to have, maybe I want them to have green eyes. And you've met probably three or four people through your life that were the perfect person for you, but because you were so shallow and maybe narcissistic that you wanted whatever, you know, you wind up being alone and you wind up being miserable. You cheat on your spouse and then you blame others. You blame your spouse. Well, maybe you're just nasty. Well, it goes back to the same thing. If somebody else has a dog, and that dog is misbehaving, and that dog is hurting your dog or you or a person in there who's, you know, who's attacked by it, you have something to say about it. But if a dog is barking for 30 seconds because somebody's walking by the house and you go call the police because the dog barked, well, the dog damn well better bark. If it meowed or mooed, I'd be really scared. But that's what we get dogs for. We get dogs for companionship. We get them because they don't talk. They don't tell us we look fat in those jeans or we have wrinkles or anything else. Dogs and animals, they just love us because we're us. They don't care what we look like. They just love. They're pure love. And when you're looking for a dog to be a service dog, don't look at the breed. Look at it as just go find what fits. Don't worry I want a brown dog. Well, guess what? The perfect dog for you is black and white. But I don't like black and white dogs. Okay, so you're going to have the best service dog in the world who was that black and white dog. And you didn't want that dog, so you got the brown dog. And guess what? The brown dog is terrible at it. Brown dog bites your kid. Oh,
Well, maybe you should have gotten the black and white dog. Stop looking at the outside. It's like when my Merlin, who was absolutely the most gorgeous creature on this earth, a gorgeous, white, magnificent Lipizzan stallion with a 3.5 foot long, thick mane and a tail that dragged on the ground. Merlin was absolutely the most gorgeous thing. I mean, there are pictures of him. I mean, he was literally magnificent. Well, you know what? I can't tell you how many times people would be driving through like the Amish country, or they'd be, you know, near a farm area, and they'd take a picture and they go, "Oh, I saw a horse that looks just like yours." And I'd look at it and I go, "It's got a sway back. It's overweight. It's got terrible hocks. It's got horrific pasterns. The horse is like bowed legs. It's got a neck that's put on upside down. That looks like my horse." And then I'll show them a picture of a Friesian. I'll say, "That looks like my horse." "Oh, no, that looks nothing like your horse. That horse is black." Stop looking at the damn color. Look at the structure. That's what our problem is. We don't look at the inside of things. We look at the outside of things and people. Stop, people. Just stop. If you look for whatever it is and you say, "Oh, I always wanted a brown dog," then go get a brown dog. Go get a golden retriever. It's kind of brown. But then you, "Oh, but it's not dark brown. I really wanted a medium brown." "Oh, so the dog isn't the right color." Okay, dump it in the shelter and go get another puppy. And then that's the color. Guess what? You can go buy a poodle, and they have something called a phantom gene. You buy a black poodle, it turns gray. You buy a chocolate or dark brown poodle, and it has the phantom gene, it turns tan slowly over maybe a year. But yeah, it turns colors. Lipizzan stallions, Lipizzan horses, babies, they're born black or very dark brown. Guess what? They change to white. They change to silver gray with dapples. Yeah, they actually change the color. Exactly. They're not what you at all what you think it is. Sometimes in life, and sometimes when choosing a dog, just choose from the inside. Don't choose from the outside. You know, I often think that the world would be a much better place if we all lived in complete darkness. Imagine if there were no light and we couldn't see where we were going and we had to be kind to each other. And all we could do was just talk to each other. There'd be no color. There'd be no gender. There'd be no prejudice. Oh, we're human. We'd probably find a way. But imagine that. And we, all of our dogs and all of our children and all of our kittens and cats and fish, nothing would have color, because without light, there is no color. The most wonderful things are children, and this is going to sound tough, but children who are born blind, who have no concept of color. They have no concept of the things that we hate each other for. They're full of love. They're full of hope. They're full of wonder. They learn in a different way. They don't learn like we do. They don't hate someone because of color, because they don't understand the concept of color. How do you explain color to someone who can't see and never has been able to see? So if we could make the world just dark, or the best commercial I've probably ever seen in my life, where they have skeletons, and unless you're looking at ribs, which you can't really look at the rib cages that in that detail, because obviously men and women are off by a rib, but it's the best commercial, because it's like almost, an X-ray machine, and they show like a fluoroscope, and they show two people holding hands and being in love. They show two people kissing, two people holding their arms around each other, hugging. And then the two people come out, and once it's, you know, a couple with the same, you know, like a male, female, same ethnicity. And once it's, you know, like, let's say two men come out and you say, "Oh, but that was all love," or two women come out, or transgender person comes out, whatever. But that's what we should be looking at. And the same thing with dogs. Let's not look at what the outside is. Can you imagine? All right, if you're born and you're absolutely gorgeous and you think you're the most beautiful man or woman in the world, good for you. At least one fool thinks so. How about, though, if you aren't, let's say you're not what society deems good looking. So does that mean you shouldn't ask the really pretty cheerleader out? Or if you're a very, very handsome man, does that mean you can't ask out the heavyset girl who maybe isn't the pretty one? Well, you know, maybe you just look beyond that. You know, you ever see like a movie star and you see the husband or wife and you go, oh my gosh, like Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts. That one always comes to mind. Well, Julia Roberts, arguably one of the most beautiful women probably ever on this earth. And if you don't think she's beautiful, that's fine. Okay, you don't have to agree with me. Lyle Lovett, hey, he doesn't do anything for me. But guess what? If he's a really nice person inside and she's a really nice person inside, isn't that what's supposed to matter? If you find a puppy and that puppy is a pit bull or that puppy is a German Shepherd or that puppy is a Chihuahua or that whatever that animal is, does it matter what the outside is? It matters what the inside is. And this is, I think, one of the biggest problems in society is we have too much to say about others. Let's just face it. It's not our business. It's not our business. We've got to stop that. We've got to stop this whole thing where everybody is in everybody else's business. I sure hope that when you go to look for that perfect dog, that you say, well, this is what I want in the perfect dog. I want a dog who's loving. I want a dog who's loyal. I want a dog who's going to be focused on me and make me feel safe, that I'm not going to have a problem, that I'm not going to have PTSD or episodes, or that it's going to let me know when I'm having a seizure, or it's going to help me with mobility. I want a dog who's going to love me more than it loves anything in the world or anyone in the world. I want a dog who blah, 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 whatever. And then all you have to do is look for the one that looks at you and says to you, I'm here to serve you. I'm here to be here for you. I'm here to save you. I'm here to help. I'm here to give you love unconditionally. And that's the dog you should be picking. Don't look at a breed. Really, don't look at a breed. Look at what you are feeling, what you're getting back from that dog. Is that dog giving you that love and joy? Is that dog giving you that feeling of being able to do all kinds of cool things? Is that dog actually changing who you are and going to make you a better person? Is that person you met, who maybe isn't who you were thinking of, but is the perfect person for you? Is that person the right person for you? Maybe if you stop looking at color and ethnicity and religion and everything else and start looking at what's important, love, compassion, caring about each other, sympathy and empathy, taking care of each other. That's what life should be about. For the dog, stop looking at the color of the dog. Stop looking at the shape of the dog, the type of hair on the dog, the color of the dog, the size of the, like, what does it matter? Unless it's a mobility dog, obviously you need something that's going to be substantial size. But for the most part, stop being prejudiced. Stop being dog racist. Stop being people racist or religion, you know, anti-whatever religion, anti-whatever person, anti-whatever, because it's not relating to you. You don't have to do it. Just because it's allowed, just because somebody's allowed to do something doesn't mean that they have to. And just because somebody else does something doesn't mean it should impact you. The only time I believe that people have a right to have some words and to have some opinion and control over something is if that is going to harm you or your kids or someone you love. That's when you can have a problem. So if you say, well, pit bulls shouldn't be allowed to be service dogs, guess what? If that pit bull service dog is the best service dog in the world and doesn't ever do anything wrong, then it's none of your business. But when your golden retriever or your doodle thing tries to attack my dog or my kid, that's a problem. Let's look at actions. They say actions speak louder than words. I don't know. I think words speak louder. I think people, because of COVID, I think it has brought out the worst in people. I am so disgusted with how most people have handled this, or not most, but many people have handled this. People trying to harm each other, people trying to spit on police officers, claiming that that they have COVID, and they get convicted of terroristic threats and assault on a police officer. Yeah, I don't care who you are. That's really screwed up. That's bad. You deserve to pay for that, okay? So if you're a bad person, then you're never going to get anything good. You're never going to take from somebody else what they got, because unless you work, unless you get a better attitude and you stop being hateful and stop being angry and stop being jealous, you're never going to be anything. You're never going to have anything. And until we stop judging people and animals by what color they are, how they bark, how they speak, what color their hair is, if they're curly hair or if they're long fur, or if they have a pink nose, or if they have a black nose, or if they have a brown nose, or if they have a long tail or a short tail, or what breed they are, we're never going to get anywhere. We've got to all pull together. This world is not in a good place, and it's not going into a good place. We have the power as dog lovers, as people focused on animals. We love animals. Everybody who listens to this show is an animal lover. God bless you. You are the reason that I and others do what we do to help you and to help animals. If you see somebody who's abusing an animal, say something, do something. If you see somebody and you're on the subway and somebody's bullying somebody or taunting them or harming them, do something. You don't have to physically do something. You get it on video, because everybody does that nowadays. You know, if everybody on the train comes together and goes, hey, cut it out, you know what? Chances are they're going to stop it. Certain states like Texas, oh, you don't give somebody the finger, cut them off and try to hurt them. They'll come by and they'll shoot you, and you deserve it. So treat people like everybody has a gun and they're about ready to shoot you when you do stupid things. And just be nice. Like Carl used to say, just be nice. It's not hard. Just be nice. Stop being jealous. Stop being a bad person. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop hating others because you're jealous of them. And stop, for God's sake, stop being mean. Just be nice. And, you know, time goes very quickly, and unfortunately, the show's over for today. I'm really grateful for all of you, and I love the fact that you're all here, and you're all focused on good things and positive things. Stay focused on those good things, and we will see you next week. God bless everybody.